Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Since you've been gone, I feel my life slipping away.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Terry Jordy is here. Terry is Senior Executive Vice President and Chief of Staff at the ICBA, Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org. And we're talking about the relationship, the symbiotic, almost primal relationship between community banks and small businesses out here, both of them out here on Main Street. And, Terry, your records show that 50-something percent of loans are made in America to small businesses are made by community banks. When I polled my audience a couple of weeks ago about this, almost 69% of my audience does business with a community bank, borrow money from a community bank. Now, it might be because I've influenced them over the years. If that's the case, I'm okay with that, Terry.
You've beaten them into it.
Darn right. They finally listened to me. Hey, Terry, we were talking about millennials in the other segment, and I was talking about how they're going to change an awful lot. This is a disruptive, and I don't mean this in a negative way, folks, but, Terry, the millennials, the 20-somethings, they're going to be the most disruptive generation in the history of generations.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's because, you know, their baby boomer parents raised them the right way.
Spoiled the heck out of them.
So, Jim, you
surveyed them, didn't you?
Yeah, we did a survey to find out more about millennials, and really what we found out was very surprising. In fact, millennials are the most entrepreneurial generation that, you know, exists today. They want to own small businesses. They want to be in control and in charge of their future. So they're very willing to take on risk. You know, they understand that you have to take some risk in order to have some gains. So they're, you know, it's exciting that we have this generation coming up that really wants to be, at the center of their own universe, so to speak, and to start businesses. But what we also found is that 66% of really all Americans that we did in this study wish that their relationship with their financial institution was more personal. So, you know, I mean, to us, that tells us that there is definitely and will always continue to be a need for community banks that, again, go back to the relationship, because if you're going to start a business, and Jim, you know this because you've done it, you know, there are sometimes years where things are going well, other years where they're not.
Good times,
you know,
bad times, that's exactly
right. Exactly, and so millennials are going to need to seek out those relationships if they're going to be successful in their entrepreneurial efforts.
Well, exactly, and I'll tell you something else. Bankers are going to have to get out of their offices and spend more time in the field than ever before.
Because
the millennials, you and I both know, millennials are not going to drop by their offices, the branch, and check on you.
No, that's right. But, you know, we have seen community bankers getting out of their offices, not only physically and going out, you know, to call on people, but from a social media standpoint.
Yep.
I mean, you know, we have bankers that are, they are promoting their small business customers on social media and, you know, hosting Twitter chats and all types of events, you know, to really amplify the impact of, that new small business in their community so that everybody knows about it. And it is, you know, a sort of, it's not necessarily crowdfunding, but it is trying to use social media and all other aspects of communication in order to contribute to the success of that business.
Well, it's about connection and it's about being relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And these young people are going to seek relevance before they even know whether you're competitive or not.
No, that's right. And, you know, anytime you start a business, I mean, like we said, there's some hard knocks along the way. Small business loans are not commodities. You know, there's no one size fits all. Every loan is different. But a community banker has that incentive to make the loan and they have an incentive to make the loan at a price that will allow that business to succeed.
Yep.
And so they're going to go out there and they're going to find every resource that they can to help that person be successful.
So, and the great thing about borrowing money from a community bank, folks, making a loan request from a community bank, character, the number one C in all the five C's of credit, character is huge at community banks. Right, Terry?
Yeah, you can look perfect on paper and all the numbers can line up, but if that character isn't there, if the belief in the business, if
yep.
the if all of that isn't in place, then it's not going to work.
And community banks give you credit for character more than any other organization that I know of. Hey, Terry, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I will. Thank you, Jim. Have
Terry
a great day.
Terry Jordy, ladies and gentlemen, with ICBA, Independent Community Bankers of America. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.